KPFT is a community treasure worthy of your support, and four times a year we ask you to contribute to our treasure chest. I'm Janice Blue with Go Vegan Texas, one of the many volunteer programmers, all of whom give of our time for issues we are passionate about, issues you rarely hear on commercial radio, but that are the lifeblood of community radio. Just for a moment, imagine not having the choice to tune into 90.1 FM. Imagine what is left on the dial. Imagine first the silence and then the noise you are left with. KPFT is nourishment for your activist mind and political soul, reminding each of us we make a difference. In Margaret Mead's words, never doubt that a small group of committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. Please support Pacifica Radio KPFT, the station out to change the world.
You are listening to KPFT 90.1, Houston.
Good evening, ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to Arab Voices on Houston's Pacifica Radio, listener-sponsored, commercial-free KPFT 90.1 FM, with live broadcast, podcast, and online archive of previous shows at both kpft.org and arabvoices.net. This is Saeed, producer and host of Arab Voices, along with my co-host Mark. Mark, it's good to see you, feeling better, and welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Thank you. It's Wednesday, January 24th, 2007. This morning, KPFT began its winter membership drive, which will last 3 weeks. During the membership drive, we invite you, the listeners of KPFT, to upgrade your listenerships to listener sponsors of KPFT. We are very grateful for everyone who called in over the years to pledge money in support of KPFT and this talk show, Arab Voices. For the past 36 years, as a matter of fact, in March it will be 37 years, KPFT has been relying on you, the listeners, for support to stay on the air. Most of you know that KPFT is one of five stations across the United States. They are in Berkeley, Los Angeles, New York, Washington, and of course Houston, that comprise what is called the Pacifica Network. KPFT 90.1 FM, this radio station, is commercial free. A radio station that brings you a wide range of programming around the clock. A radio station that does not accept corporate underwritings. A radio station that gives voice to the voiceless. A radio station that relies on you, the listener, not the corporate world, to stay on the air. How is that possible? Well, you see, since the station is a commercial-free station and it does not accept corporate underwritings, its income comes mainly from you, the listener. KPFT does membership drive 3 to 4 times a year and asks for you to become members of this community radio station, and we have been doing it for nearly 37 years. Your contributions actually account for 90% of KPFT's budget. And by the way, it costs KPFT nearly $1.5 million annually to operate and pay the bills. And we are a non-profit organization, and your contributions are tax deductibles. So tonight, we are calling upon you to upgrade your listenership to listener sponsors of your community radio station by picking up the phone and dialing 713-526-5738. That's right. Become members of your community radio station with benefits that come with that membership. We will talk about them shortly. Please call 713-526-5738 and say, I want to become a member of this community radio station, this commercial free, non-corporate media outlet, KPFT 90.1 FM. $35 is the cost of the basic membership, annual cost. $35 upgrades your listenership to listener sponsors. You'll be able to vote on the board of KPFT, plus many other benefits. All it takes is few of you to call and pledge support, and that will keep the station running. That will keep Arab Voices on the air. KPFT needs to raise approximately $320,000 over the next 3 weeks. With your pledges, with your support, we know we can do it. We have been doing it for 37 years. And that $320,000 is pretty much divided into all the programs that KPFT has around the clock. And each show requires to come up with that money. How? Through memberships. So we're asking you, if you listen to this show, if you like what this station is providing to you, Arab Voices, and the many other shows that you hear on this station, please call 713-526-5738 and become a member of the station. If you are already a member, if you have paid in the past, the last year, or 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, maybe it's time to renew your membership. 713-526-5738. This particular show, Arab Voices, has been on the air for nearly 5 years. This April, Arab Voices will be on the air for 5 years, every single Wednesday, coming to you live for 1 hour, bringing you distinguished guests and experts from around the globe, bringing different perspectives about the Middle East, about the Arab world, about Arab Americans, about the Muslim community in Houston, around the United States, and around the world, bringing you issues from different perspectives, from those experts from that part of the world, to talk about real issues and how people in the Middle East are seeing issues, which is really different what you hear from the corporate media here. Completely different than what Fox News brings you, or ABC, or CNN, or NBC, or the many other corporate outlets out there. We give you the opportunity to call and ask questions of those guests and experts that we bring you every Wednesday. A two-way communication, not just one way we bringing you information and that's it. We give you the opportunity to ask so we can have a dialogue, so we can have better understanding of why and why not and so on. This has been possible because of your support over the years. We plan to do it for many more years to come, but we need you to call tonight to pledge your support. Please call right now and dial 713-526-5738. We accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, It takes about 2 minutes to complete the form here. We have wonderful volunteers who stand by to take your pledges. We take your name, your address, and the form of how you want to pay, whether credit card, a check, or simply say, hey, send me an invoice and I'll just send a check when I receive it. We can do so. If you'd like to pay more than $35, you are very welcome to do so. You can even divide it monthly or weekly or any way you want. We will work with you. 713-526-5738 is the number. And by the way, we have a secure transaction online on our website, kpft.org, for those who are listening via the web. You can do that. It's a secure transaction, and you can, when you fill the form, you can even select, I am listening to Arab Voices now, and I would like to pledge support. For the past, again, nearly 5 years, Arab Voices has brought you a wide range of programs and guests covering so many different topics. It will take me an hour if I just want to list the topics that we've covered and what we have been talking about. Visit our website at arabvoices.net and you will see a detailed list of every guest who appeared on the show, every topic that we've covered. You can even listen to previous shows. Most of them are archived on that website, so you can see what we have been doing here. 713-526-5738 is the number to call and support this station. Tell the management of KPFT, hey, I listen to Arab Voices, I appreciate this show, so I want to pledge money. By the way, the money you're pledging tonight during Arab Voices does not go to Arab Voices. Arab Voices does not get money. There is no money earmarked for us. It's all going into one single pot. That's for the station to operate. We are volunteers here at the station, myself and my co-host, Mark. We do that because we love what we are doing. We are not getting paid a penny. 713-526-5738 is the number. And Mark and myself are 2 out of 200 unpaid staff, regular volunteers right here at KPFT. 713-526-5738 is the number. We do need people to call to pledge support. Please call us right now. It's you, the listeners that are listening right now, who will make this happen. And just to give you some facts, only 1 out of 16 listeners to KPFT actually pledge money to the station. We have between 9,500 to 10,000 listener supporters, and we need to increase that number. We urge you to call 713-526-5738 and say, I want to support the station. I want to become a member of this community radio station, this commercial-free community radio station. 713-526-5738 is the number. We have so many thank you gifts to offer for you tonight. We have different levels of gifts based on the amount of money you can pledge or you want to pledge, all the way to $600 or even a whole lot more. Very selective, distinguished thank you gifts that we can provide for you.
We do have a few. I'm looking at a list of them right now. And starting out at the $75 level, you can get a book by Tariq Ali, who's been a guest on this show, called The Clash of Fundamentalisms. At $90, you have your pick from one DVD and one book. One is called Fallujah. It's footage taken by the Deep Dish TV network of the U.S. attack on Fallujah and its aftermath. I should warn you that some of the pictures are quite gruesome and a little bit gory, so don't view this if you're a little weak-stomached, but I do recommend that you watch it because it shows the reality of what happened in that city in a way that has not happened here on the mainstream at all. The other choice at the $90 level is a book called Pity the Nation, The Abduction of Lebanon by Robert Fisk. Fisk, a great writer for The Independent and The Times in the UK. He's lived in the Middle East for over 3 decades and speaks Arabic and knows the region as well as any Western journalist I can think of. In fact, he's one of the few Western journalists whose opinion I value in any way on the region, and he's well worth reading. Go to The Independent website and check his writings out in detail. Speaking of Robert Fisk, if you step up to the $200 level, you can get his latest book. It's called The Great War for Civilization. It tells a story basically of what's happened in the Middle East from the beginning, from imperial occupation times under the French and British colonialist powers, all the way up to the present day. Fisk has been unfortunate enough in some ways to have been through many war zones, from the civil war in Lebanon to events in Bosnia. He's interviewed Osama bin Laden, I believe, 3 or 4 times in person, which is quite rare. And he knows a lot about what's going on. And his book is no small book. It's, I think, about 800 or 900 pages. So it'll keep you busy for a while. A little bit above the $200 level, you can go to $250 and get something that's been very popular with us over the years. Since his passing, Edward Said Tribute CD Collection, a range of speeches and interviews given by the late Professor Edward Said, dating from the early 70s all the way through to the 90s, up until about a year or so before he passed away. And you can have that CD, six CD collection, from the Pacifica Radio Archives on your bookshelf. And I think it'll add a lot of value to your understanding of the region and your understanding of the Arab point of view, which is so underrepresented here in this country. Now, speaking of Pacifica Radio Archives, joining us tonight outside in the lobby, I'm hoping he's there, is Brian DeShazer. Brian, are you there? Let me give you a little minute here to turn the mic on. And Brian's going to be helping us tonight keep track of people who have called and help us thank those people who have called on the air. Reminder, you can call in and decide not to be thanked publicly. You can say that you want your donation to remain anonymous, and we'll certainly honor that. You can also give your comments about this show and the station in general to the volunteers, and we'll read your comments out on the air if you so choose. So let's see if we can go out to the lobby and see if Brian's out there. Brian, any luck? Not yet. Let me just go take a look side and see what's happening out there, because I know the phones were ringing a little bit earlier. And with that, remind people of the phone number as well, 713-526-5738. Give us a call. It'd be nice to get a little flurry of phone calls going here, because we do have something to play for you. And yes. Say, perhaps you can tell us what that is while I go and see what's happening out
there. And in a few moments, we will be playing a recording that we have done with Suhair Hamad, who's a Palestinian-American poet and political activist. She is very famous. As a matter of fact, her unique style led her to join the debut episode of HBO's Deaf Poetry, using words to confront and inform about Palestinian-American experience. An interview was conducted with her, and it was recorded a couple of days ago by Renee Fels. Many thanks to Renee. We are going to play that recording. It's extremely interesting, really, and you all to listen to this interview. Suhair Hamad is going to be in Houston tomorrow, by the way, for a major event tomorrow evening, we will announce the details about it during the hour, so stay tuned. And in order to continue to bring you such guests and such programs, we urge you to call 713-526-5738 to support Arab Voices, to support KPFT. We have been doing so many things over the years, not just Arab Voices, again, all the programs, all these things that KPFT provides to the community that nobody else provides, this commercial free community radio station. 713-526-5738 is the number to call now.
And Said, I think we have some people to thank already who have already done that. Brian, are you there now?
I am here.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us.
Brian,
glad to be here.
Welcome to Houston. Brian is the director of Pacific Archives from Los Angeles. He's actually with us in the studio tonight.
And Brian, we appreciate your time. I already gave a little plug for the archives with our $250 thank you gift, the Edward Said Tribute CD Collection. It's six CDs from your archives at Pacifica. Tell us a little bit about what your job is there and your involvement with Pacifica in general, and if you could just maybe help people understand that Pacifica, or KPFT at least, is part of a larger idea. It's not a small isolated island, even though it might feel like it sometimes.
Indeed. You're here in Houston, right smack dab in the middle between Berkeley and New York and Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, we have the collection of 50,000 recordings that go back to the origins of public radio programming, which is Pacifica. And KPFT is just an extension of that idea, and it's included in that idea. And it's so extraordinarily interesting to watch KPFT grow and how you put together the voices and your schedule. And, you know, with the Edward Said collection in one of these gifts, you know, when Mr. Said passed away, the archives went into our database and into the shelves and actually into the refrigerator where the tapes live, and we pulled everything we had of Edward Said. And that collection is so rare because nobody else was collecting Edward Said, nobody else was recording Edward Said, that the memorial service held for Edward Said in Los Angeles I actually used all of those recordings in the memorial service because it was Edward Said. It was his thoughts. It was his writings. It was his voice. It was the timbre in his voice. It was the intonation. It was his dialect. It was, you know, the emotion in his voice. And that's what is in the Pacifica Radio Archives. And it documents the person. It documents the events. It documents what is on the air, what you donate. When you donate to KPFT, you are buying. You are contributing to an idea that has been around since 1949 and has progressed through NPR and through PBS and through every listener-sponsored media outlet in the world. But Pacifica is the original. It is the original. KPFT is such an extension of that idea that it's really incredibly exciting to watch it happen, and the growth, and, you know, how many voices that are included in the program changes, Democracy Now! And Arab Voices and everything else, Go Vegan. You know, very exciting to hear that these voices exist, because they really aren't anywhere else. You're not going to find them anywhere else on the radio dial.
And you know, Brian, the thing that strikes me most about Pacifica, you said it's the original, and in many ways it continues to grow, but it's also getting to be more and more different from the other public radio and TV outlets, because they are starting increasingly to become more corporatized. They're starting to accept underwriting and have segments brought to you by this company or that company, and I'm sure eventually that's going to have a very strong influence on the programming that you get. And that certainly isn't the case here at KPFT. The only money we take is listener money, with the exception of about 9% from the Corporation of Public Broadcasting, which may eventually go away. It's not something we can rely on forever. And over 90% comes from listeners, just like you listening right now. So we need you to make the phone call and keep us different and keep us not underwritten, because the content eventually will change if that has to happen. And I don't think it'll ever happen here, because I know we've got some great listeners. And the only way for them to reach us at the moment, apart from going online,
713-526-5738. Brian, do we have anybody to thank?
We do. We have Nancy, who is a new member for KPFT.
Thank you so much for your pledge here in Houston.
We have Ishmael Abdallah in Pasadena.
Thank you very much for his pledge. Shukran, Ishmael.
Brian, your mic is crackling and breaking up just a little.
There we go. Now that's a little better.
That's better.
I'll stop moving around. and we have another gentleman who was I forgot to ask him if I could thank him on the air, so I won't say his name. But he donated $100 for the very first time to KPFT as
well.
Thank
you very much.
So you listeners already.
So you definitely have your listenership.
That's good.
And I also wanted to say, in terms of listener sponsorship and listener supported, you know, the difference between Pacifica and, say, an NPR station, as you said, really is in the underwriting, what they're willing to accept. And when you start underwriting and when you start getting organizations and foundations that have their agenda, then that somehow shapes how the reporting is happening. So Pacifica, being the originator, being the original and still not accepting any underwriting, still has an openness and a truthfulness about its reportage. Thank you for that call. Somebody better get in here and answer it. Otherwise, I'm going to have to put the microphone down and answer it myself.
I'll come in and do
that. There you go, Dwayne.
Thanks, Dwayne.
So, you know, in terms of the Pacifica being the original, it still is vitally important that it remains so, that the unmediated reportage is still happening, because that way you can be absolutely sure that what you're getting is at least true to the reporter, and that's really incredibly vitally important, particularly in terms of history. You know, when we look in the archives and we digitize stuff and we donate materials to universities and we do digitization projects and stuff like that, what we're finding is that these materials really are the only documented recording of a certain event. Say Rosa Parks, you know, the only documented recording, and as we were talking about Edward Said, you know, Edward Said really doesn't really exist in this form anywhere else in the world. So as we look for those recordings of Edward Said in the Pacifica archives, going back, I think, to 1968, I'm going to be so wrong about that, but anyway, an entire trajectory of his career at Pacifica, not just a few times where he popped in, but, you know, he kept coming back. Same thing with people like Paul Robeson and Malcolm X and James Baldwin, you know, the Black History Month we're leading into, so that's sort of at the top of my brain. But, you know, these people that were disenfranchised, that had no place to go, mainstream media wasn't going to let Malcolm X on the air, but Pacifica did, because we didn't have underwriting, because we didn't have anybody sponsored to say, oh, well, we have to sell the soup yet first. Let's go back to Malcolm X. Now we're going to go back and sell, you know, the chocolate drink or whatever. It was Malcolm X as true as Malcolm X is. Edward Said as true as Edward Said is. Call 713-526-5738 or 713-526-KPFT.
Said, can you imagine the news being brought to you by, Halliburton or Kellogg Brand and Root or one of these sponsors that you hear on NPR all the time? I don't think that could ever happen.
It will be a whole different view of the news. We have been doing this for 5 years. People know that who listen to this show. That's truly unique and distinguished, probably across the United States. We know a lot of people listen to this show. Tremendous amount of people, not just in Houston, in Texas, throughout the United States, and even from overseas, because we have live broadcast on the web, which is, by the way, right now we're having technical difficulties, so there's no live broadcast on the web at this very moment. But we have been doing this for a while, and people listen to it. People tune in. We bring you this distinguished guests with different perspectives, people that usually don't have voices in the mainstream media or in the corporate media. And if they do, it's just for a minute or two, and it's completely pretty much to put them down. Here you talk to them. You understand what they have to say. And you get to call them and ask them questions live right here on Arab Voices. 713-526-5738 is the number to call and pledge your support. We all know the Middle East has been a hot issue because of what's happening there, mainly because of the U.S. foreign military occupation of Iraq. We know the catastrophe that has taken place in Iraq because of our occupation, our U.S. foreign military occupation of that country and what has been happening there. The Israeli foreign military occupation of Palestine and what's happening there. We have been covering these in depth over the years, and bringing you people live talking to us from those areas. We have talked about Sudan, Somalia, Egypt. We've talked about Lebanon and the crisis that happened there over the summer when Israel also occupied Lebanon and destroyed its infrastructure. And many, many other topics here locally, talking about the Muslim and the Arab rights and civil liberties in the United States and discriminations against them and so on. And we bring you every once in a while, as time permits, cultural events and things of non-political nature. And in order to continue to do so, we urge you to call 713-526-5738. We do need more callers. We only had few. We are way below our goal, which is $1,600 for tonight. We have to raise $1,600 during Arab Voices, and I believe we are way far from that. The good news is we still have time. We have about 33 minutes left. We do want to play the recording that we just did with Soher Hamad over the past 2 days, as we promised at the beginning of the show. But we urge you to call now, 713-526-5738, and pledge your support. The gifts that we mentioned earlier, the thank you gifts, the Edward Said CD set collection, and many other thank you gifts that we are providing, you don't even have to pay the entire amount at once. You can make monthly payments. We can do electronic fund transfer. You can charge it on your credit card, Visa, American Express, Discover, MasterCard, or we can simply send you an invoice and you can send the check later on. 713-526-5738 is the number to call right now and support Arab Voices, support KPFT, become member of your community radio station that is very unique, unlike any other station in this area. 713-526-5738. And 5738 is the number.
And thanks for David for calling in his pledge from Houston for $100. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
Let's reach our goal.
We appreciate that. Thanks a lot, David.
Brian, these people that have called in, are they picking up on the thank you gifts at all? Or what?
We have some memberships, and let's see, what are they taking? David says, love it, keep up the good work. And actually, people are just...
Thank you, David.
And he wanted a cap, a baseball cap.
Okay, well, you can.
But
you can,
I'm waiting for
that.
Somebody to call for this Edward Said collection, because I know how unique it is and how extraordinary it is in terms of critical thinking. You know what? You know, as a non-Arab voice, if you will, here on Arab Voices, I had absolutely no idea who Edward Said was, and when he passed away and we sort of digitized the materials, you know, I was privileged enough to be able to listen to them, and not only listen and understand where he was coming from, but it taught me critical thinking. And the archives teaches me critical thinking. And KPFT can teach and educate not the facts, but how to learn, how to think
Thank
about
you for
things critically.
Call.
Thank you for that call. And how to really sort of judge what you're listening to.
That Edward Said CD, Panna, we've talked about it a lot already, but it's definitely one that is worthy of note and one that I would definitely recommend. If you're able to afford it, you will be doing yourself a huge favor if you pick one up, because as Brian already said, it ranges from the late 60s or early 70s all the way up until about a year or so before he passed away, and he was a very, very big loss, not only to the Arab world, but to the whole world. He was noted and distinguished in many fields, from music to cooking to politics to history. He was actually a concert pianist.
Said, everything he has been saying for many, many years are still valid today.
Absolutely.
If just people would listen.
It's all just as pertinent now as it ever was, and just as relevant as it ever was. If you listen to the stuff from the 70s and 80s, you'll wonder if he was talking last week.
And over the years, we have played several of Dr. Edward Said's speeches, mainly his the last speeches he made before he passed away and so on. And I recall every time we play any of his speeches or any audio clips of what he had to say over the years, people would call and say, thank you, play that again, or how can I get a copy of it, and so on. Well, tonight you have the opportunity to get 6 CD set collection from the Pacific Archives for the late Professor Edward Said at the $250 level. They are worth it. I have them. I love them. I listen to them over and over and over again.
Yeah, he just doesn't date. But if you already have those, I know people have called in previous pledge drives and picked those up. And so if you're one of those lucky people that already has that, and you want to come in again at the same pledge level of $250, you can get both of the Robert Fisk books, Pity the Nation and The Great War for Civilization. Both of them excellent. I've read Pity the Nation already, and I'm working my way through The Great War for Civilization, which is excellent and well worth the read.
And another recommendation, one of my favorites, because I have personally watched it several times, and it truly brings you to reality, to see what's going on. We talk a lot about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. We talk a lot about the apartheid wall, about the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, what's happening there. To see something is completely different than to hear it. If you call in and pledge support at $120, you can ask for the Iron Wall DVD. Highly recommended film for anyone concerned with the quest for a just and peaceful resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. A film that takes a clear stand while showing genuine empathy for both sides. It really shows you what's happening on the ground on both sides. It's called The Iron Wall. It's a DVD film at $120 level. 713-526-5738 is the number to call. We do want to run part of the recording that we did with Soher Hamad, Renee Feltz. Many thanks to Renee for taking care of that.
Thank you for that call.
And please call while listening to the recorded interview. She's a Palestinian-American poet and political activist. Renee will be introducing her also when we start the playing that recording. She's going to be in Houston tomorrow for a major event. We will announce the details after we listen to parts of her recorded interview. Here is Renee Feltz talking with Soher Hamad.
Soher Hamad is a Palestinian-American poet and political activist. Her poems, as well as her books, Born Palestinian, Born Black, Drops of This Story, and most recently, Zathar Diva, have received critical acclaim, establishing her as one of America's foremost young artists. Her voice is a fusion of Palestinian-Arab culture and politics with hip-hop sensibility. Soher Hamad is from Brooklyn, New York, by way of Palestine. She was born in 1973 in Jordan to Palestinian refugee parents. Her family moved to Brooklyn when she was a child, and she grew up among numerous minority groups, Puerto Ricans, African Americans, Dominicans, Haitians. Her desire to transcend cultural and religious barriers makes her a poet who unifies diversity. She has appeared on the HBO show Russell Simmons Presents Deaf Poetry, hosted by Most Deaf. As part of the show, she became the first Palestinian to ever receive a Tony Award on Broadway. She has also been published in numerous periodicals and anthologies and has won several poetry awards. Apart from her creative work, she has written and spoken about issues such as the defense of Mumia Abu-Jamal, domestic violence, sexual abuse, racism, and homophobia. Hamad's voice is unique with its fusion of Palestinian and Arab culture and politics with hip-hop sensibility. Thank you so much for joining us, Soher.
Thank you so much. That was quite an impressive bio. My bio?
You can take the credit. First of all, let's get a little bit familiar with you. Can you tell us about your family history?
I was indeed raised in Brooklyn, New York in the 80s. the 1980s, seems so long ago now, by Palestinian refugee parents. Both of my parents come from families of historically 1948 Palestine, which means that their families come from towns which are now actually part of Israel proper, as opposed to the West Bank or the Gaza Strip, which are considered the occupied territories.
Now, you were brought to America about 5 years after you were born, as I understand. You said
that I arrived in time for the end of disco and the beginning of hip-hop, which was great timing, I think, for everyone involved. Because could you imagine disco poetry instead of, the sensibility? So I was raised in a very multicultural working-class neighborhood called Sunset Park. And I went to public schools. I'm pretty much a New Yorker in many ways, and although I travel a lot and people say to me now that I've lost my Brooklyn accent, which is kind of sad, except that it really does come out when I'm around my friends and family, and then I don't think people actually understand what I'm saying. But I've learned to curtail the Brooklyn accent so that I can be more easily understood.
Now, speaking of America, you've said that the America you were brought up in is part of the country that most of the world does not see or know about. Can you talk about this combined reality of this America and your Palestinian heritage and how you address that in your work?
Yeah, you know, last year, for the first time, I went to South Africa in the summer. I was part of a poetry tour that was like an urban tour. We went to, there were four of us American poets, and we went to Cape Town, Johannesburg, and Durban. And in as part of the tour, we met with artists every trip, every city, and had workshops with artists and really just talked about the artist in relation to her community and in relation to her own craft and evolution as an artist. And everywhere we went, you know, we were being represented as Americans. And, you know, we hear on mainstream for-profit media what the world thinks of America, but when you're actually sitting down in South Africa or Jamaica or most recently, I just got back from Brazil, and you're talking to people about what it means to be an American, there is definitely an image that comes across in our for-profit media about a certain type of American lifestyle and a certain type of American aspiration. So when you travel the world and you talk to people about coming from, let's say, a working-class neighborhood or a multicultural neighborhood where our collective relationship to the police, for instance, in New York City, is different than what the world saw of Rudy Giuliani on September 11th, 2001. And, of course, as a poet, you know that we live in these shadow spaces. I mean, this is what poets do, is try to get into these spaces in our personal lives, in our communal lives, that we don't talk about, that are not illuminated, and we try to use language to illuminate it. And so it's been interesting to travel the world. On one hand, in America, I am not even given refugee status, nor are my parents, because the American political system has not deemed Palestinian refugee reality, or has not deemed Palestinian refugees a reality from 1948. We're not considered refugees in America by international law. We're considered refugees, people who are displaced from their home by force or economic or military reasons. So it's been interesting to, on one hand, understand the privilege that my American passport gets me in the rest of the world, actually outside of Israel, because I think in Israel, my American passport is not weighed as heavily as maybe another American passport because of my ethnicity. But at the same time, to be able to represent this, the marginalized and voiceless America to people around the world as a person of Palestinian descent. So, you know, I really wouldn't trade my life or my family or where I come from for anything in the world, because it's given me a dynamic insight, I think, into the isms, you know, whether it's class or race or heterosexism. I always want to come to the conversation from the side door, even if I can enter with my privilege as an American. I do know that there are side doors and there are alleys, and those are the places that I occupy and those are the places that I write about and from.
Speaking of writing, your newest book is titled Zatar Diva. Talk about why you chose that title. For example, what is Zatar, and can you describe what you're trying to accomplish in the book?
Well, Zatar is the spice mixture that Palestinians in particularly eat, but you find it throughout the Levantine Arab countries, and it's a biblical spice. I mean, it's hyssop is really what it is, but it's also like oregano and thyme, and it's mixed with sesame seeds and sumac. And in my household, we grew up eating it with olive oil and bread. You dip the pita bread into the olive oil, and then you dip that into the za'atar. And, you know, it leaves green stuff all over your teeth. it's basically like just, chomping down on a whole bunch of oregano. And so as an Arab kid in a predominantly Puerto Rican neighborhood where all of my classmates were eating ham and cheese sandwiches and maybe peanut butter and jelly on white bread, I was coming into school with these sandwiches. First of all, they were in pita bread, and it was not fashionable to be eating pita bread in the 80s in Brooklyn. And then there was this stuff that just got on your teeth, and you kind of felt like an outsider in every way, you know, from how you ate to what you ate to the effects of what you ate on you. It's also, za'atar is peasant food. It's also a euphemism for marijuana. It's a lot of things to a lot of people. And so I looked at it as something that was of the earth and green and natural. And, of course, diva is a word, is a Sanskrit word, which has been completely abused in our culture. Because diva, when we say that a woman is a diva, we tend to mean it derogatorily now and think of pop stars and just difficult women. And my question, of course, is always what makes a woman difficult or what makes an artist difficult? And when gender is actually the center of our problem with an artist or a person, that they shouldn't behave a certain way because they're female, then I wanted to worry that. I wanted to worry this concept of the goddess and the earth and peasant food and immigrant background. And I wanted to honor my family who raised me on this food and, for better or worse, gave me the best that they could.
Your past work has included being part of Deaf Poetry Jam on Broadway. I think a lot of people maybe became familiar with you initially through that. What was it like being part of that, where you accomplished many firsts?
Wow, it was amazing. You know, I'm from New York, and I had never been to a Broadway house until I walked in for rehearsal. As the majority of our audience who came to see us those 6 months on Broadway, I really believe that the majority of our audience had also, that was their first Broadway show that they experienced. There were 9 of us original writers and performers, 8 of us were people of color, and we definitely brought in communities, both ethnic and political communities, that had never felt welcomed on Broadway, like in Broadway houses, and who certainly hadn't felt that their stories or their experiences were being translated from the stage. So on one hand, every day you step out on that stage, and I'm not a born performer, let's just put that out there for everyone to know. I mean, it was trial by fire, and definitely, like, literally and figuratively broke my back trying to live up to the expectation of a Broadway performance every single night. So I definitely felt blessed. We were on Broadway during the lead up to the war on Iraq. And all these years later, we can now stand with 2020 hindsight and see very clearly what so many of us who were dissenting at the time were talking about in terms of what would happen if our administration invaded Iraq. And so that was an interesting time to be in a, you know, New York City, a brick of winter, as we're leading up to war as a nation, and to stand on stage every night and not only be a Palestinian American, but also to really be the first Arab face that people were in front of. Many people, you know, Renee, one of the things I'll never forget about being on Broadway was every night after the audience would leave and walking through the house to go outside and seeing all of the daily tabloid newspapers, the Daily News and the New York Post, with daily, day after day, it was only images of Arab faces and negativity. And so no matter how much resistance I felt from the audience about what I was trying to say, I always had to contextualize it, and that my audience was being bombarded from the beginning of the morning until late at night with negative images of Arabs. And so when I step on stage, you know, in these beautiful lights and in these beautiful outfits and with this beautiful cast, it would be a shock to your system if you had been just fed hate all day long. And then someone who's standing up in front of you with an Arab face, which I do have, whatever that means. I have it. And an Arab story. And, you know, I don't wear hijab. I don't cover my hair. I'm not recognizably Muslim. That makes a difference. I feel like that allows the audience more space to kind of meet me. I don't speak with an Arabic accent. I'm aware that all of these things, on one hand, are privileges that I have to basically utilize when I'm on stage. Otherwise, they would just be gifts that were thrown away.
All right, that was the voice of Soher Hamad, Palestinian-American poet and political activist. She is truly amazing. She is going to be here in Houston in person tomorrow evening. And we want to tell you about that event tomorrow evening. It's a major one. You don't want to miss it. If you can attend, this is going to be a great event. Mark, can you tell us more about this event?
I sure can. Voices Breaking Boundaries is going to be presenting this event with, it's called Beats from the Middle East, Rhymes from the Occupied Palestinian Territories, titled Words from Exile by Soher Hamad, who you just heard. She's a Palestinian-American poet and a political activist. Her unique style led her to join the debut episode of HBO's Deaf Poetry Jam, using words to confront and inform about the Palestinian-American experience. She was born in Amman, Jordan, to Palestinian refugee parents. She grew up in Brooklyn. Hamad has performed all over the world, from Ivy League universities to Brooklyn street corners. She's published in anthologies, periodicals, books, and magazines. Her new book of poetry is called Za'atar Diva, and if you listen to Renee's interview with her, you'll know all about za'atar and what that is and how you eat it. Beats from the Middle East, Rhymes from the Occupied Palestinian Territories event is going to be the 25th at 8 p.m. at Proletariat. That's at 903 Richmond Avenue. For more information, you can contact Voices Breaking Boundaries. Their phone number is 713-524-7821. Or you can go to vbbarts.org. And if you missed those phone numbers or the website, you can go to our website and look that up, arabvoices.net. The phones have been ringing. Saeed, I know we have some people to thank, but I just want to remind people, since I just threw out a different phone number, that there is only one phone number that we care about for the next 14 minutes, and that is 713-526-5738. Let's go out to Brian and see who we have to thank since our last little trip out there. Brian, are you there?
He must be taking a pledge on the phone.
The phones are ringing.
713-526-5738. Last numbers we checked, we were more than halfway, about 70% or so nearing our
calls.
Goal. And we still have 13 minutes left. We are below.
I'm going to see if I got any time to the phone out there.
Yes, please keep these phones ringing. We will answer them. Mark is going to take care of that. But we urge you to call. And I'm not sure if we will have enough time. There is actually another 11-minute segment recorded with Soher Hamad. That's really outstanding, and I wish we could play it. I'm not sure. We'll see how it goes between now and the next 13 or 14 minutes, but it's truly amazing. You really need to go and watch that woman tomorrow evening, Soher Hamad. The details about this event is on our website, arabvoices.net. We will have their other events listed on our website, and we do that every week, by the way, for those who listen on a regular basis. Every week, Arab Voices updates you on important upcoming events in the community. We tell you about it. Things that are relevant to the Arab world, to the Middle East, to the Arab and Muslim community here in Houston, and so on. So we tell you what's happening. We keep our community updated of important events and activities. And we list them on our website, arabvoices.net. You can go there every day, 24 hours a day, and see what's coming up in Houston. And in order to do that, to continue to do all this stuff, we need to keep this show going. We need to keep KPFT on the air. We need you to become a member of this station. 713-526-5738 is the number to call. And pledge your support. Become a member of your community radio station. This commercial-free that relies on you, the listener, to stay on the air. 90% of KPFT's budget comes from you, the listeners, from your membership. It's that simple. 713-526-5738 is the number. Please call and become a member now. $35 is the basic membership. We have so many thank you gifts we have mentioned several times during the past 50 minutes or so to give you at $75, $90, $120 level, $150, even $600. You can get so many gifts and so many different books and DVDs by experts, by people talking about the Middle East, the Arab world, the U.S. foreign policy from different perspectives, people who truly know what is happening. 713-526-5738 is the number. If you want to pledge money, you want to pledge support, you want to become a member, you say, well, I don't want them to thank me on the air, I just don't want to. That's perfectly fine. When you call, just tell our volunteers that you want to remain anonymous. We will not announce your name on the air at all. 713-526-5738 is the number to call and upgrade your listenership to listener sponsors of your community radio station, your commercial-free station. 713-526-5738 is the number.
And
we
urge you to call. This is Brian over in the phone room, and we're just about close to our goal.
Wow.
Just about a couple more calls, we'll be able to reach our $1,600 goal for this hour.
Outstanding.
We'd
this
like to
is
thank
great.
Anna for a pledge of $250 for the Edward Said pack.
Thank you, Anna, very much.
Gail in Seabrook took home the Iron Wall DVD and said, as a Jew, she appreciates the Palestinian voices, and this DVD will help her so much.
Well, thank you, Gail, very much. We appreciate that.
Yes, so 713-526-5738, people are calling, and again, people are noticing that the Arab Voices program is so important to the message, to the understanding, to the dialogue of people that are being hoarded with, overcome and overwhelmed by the mainstream media's message about the Middle East. And we thank you so much, KPFT, for broadcasting this. From I'm Brian DeShazer, the director of the Pacifica Radio Archives from Los Angeles. And I'm so proud of KPFT for allowing voices to be heard that are so uncommon to the mainstream media.
Thank you for that call.
There was another call. We're very close to that goal.
Thank you, and we're pleased to have you with us, Brian, this evening. And some of the guests that have appeared on this show over the past four or, again, almost 5 years now, we've had the one that I always refer to first is Mordechai Vanunu, because that was something that we could never forget at all. Mordechai Vanunu is the Israeli nuclear whistleblower who was in prison for about 18 years or so for, according to the Israeli government, revealing secrets about Israel's nuclear arsenal. After he was released from jail, Israel said that you cannot talk to foreign media. Guess what we did? Arab Voices got a hold of Mordechai Vanunu. We've had him on the show live talking to us from occupied Jerusalem. It was the first interview that he did live with somebody considered as a foreign media. And we've had him on the show, and we've opened the mics and the telephones, and you had the chance to talk to him. Well, after he spoke with us live on this show, the State of Israel indicted Mordechai Vanunu again for talking to foreign media, including Arab Voices. They've listed us in the indictment and what he revealed and what he said and all that stuff. And guess what we did after that second indictment? We've had him on the show again to talk about that indictment and his take on it. That's the kind of information that Arab Voices brings you. It brings you these courageous people to tell the truth about what's happening in the Middle East. We've had Ralph Nader several times on the show. We've had Scott Twitter, the former UN weapons inspector in Iraq. We've had Daher Jamal, the independent Western reporter who was in occupied Iraq, reporting to us live from occupied Iraq numerous times. We've had Dr. Imad Khadouri, the Iraqi nuclear scientist who used to work with the Iraqi Atomic Energy Commission, who proved to us many times on this show there was never any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and it was all a lie and fabrications by the U.S. administration even 2 weeks before the U.S. started the war on Iraq. We've had Noam Chomsky live on this show and many others. We've had Congressman Paul Findlay talking about APEC and the Israeli lobby. 713-526-5738 is the number to call and support this station so we can continue to bring you such guests, such experts from around the globe, not just here in Houston or in the United States. 713-526-5738. We're getting close to our goal of 1600. We would love to meet that goal. Thank you.
Thank you for that call.
Shukran, thank you so much. We have 6 minutes left. We need people to call. Grab some of those great thank you gifts that we have mentioned. They are truly worth it. Those are selective. Those are not just any book out there. There are hundreds and thousands of books and DVDs and CDs that talk about the Arab world and the U.S. foreign policy and what's happening there and so on. But those are selectives from the top experts, people who really know what is happening. 713-526-5738 is the number.
Saeed, the phones got a little busy and I had to go run out to the lobby there and pick up the phones for a few minutes. And I wanted to thank somebody who called in. Layla called in from A-Leaf, and we certainly appreciate her support. She picked up two of those thank you gifts.
Thank you, Layla. Shukran.
The Edward Said CD collection she picked up, as well as the Iron Wall DVD.
Outstanding.
She's helped push us along here a lot closer to our goal. And Layla, thank you very much for your support. And in fact, I know Layla's going to value those two thank you gifts a lot, and hopefully she'll be able to share them with friends and relatives and families and pass them along, because it would be selfish in a way to keep them for yourself. So I encourage you to invite people over to watch the DVD and to have the CD available in your car or in your whatever it is that you use to listen to music, whether it's an MP3 player of some sort or a CD player if you're old school like some of us. But definitely share it with them, and thank you for sharing with us your appreciation of this station.
Thank you, Layla.
And of this program. And we certainly will keep doing this as long as people like Layla support us and support this station, because it's that gives us the strength to continue. It's certainly not the paycheck. As we all know, KPFT is staffed almost exclusively with volunteers, and we do it because we care. We do it because we think it makes a difference. And hopefully people will continue to support us and support the station, because that's the only way it's possible. So thank you very much for all of your support. We've got about another 3.5 minutes or so to go, and we are very close to our goal. I think 2 or 3 more phone calls will take us over the top. So 713-526-5738, give us a call, and we'll be here every week for the next 5 years. We've already done 5. We'll do another 5 as long as you want us here.
Absolutely.
Right, and it does look like that we did come very close to our goal. If we didn't reach it, it's only because I don't know my math very well.
Brian, but I've got a pledge in my hand of $370.
Then we meet the goal. Congratulations.
Excellent.
And thank you.
This is wonderful.
And
you.
To the audience.
Wow, and it was a big goal for us tonight, folks. $1,600. This speaks so much for how much people appreciate what we do on this show and what KPFT brings the community. Of course, a big thank you to KPFT for allowing us to be on the air, for giving us the opportunity to be on the air, for Arab Voices. Imagine going with such a proposal to have an Arab Voices show to any of the other stations. They're probably not going to open the envelope once they see who sent it. 713-526-5738 is the number to call and appreciate this community radio station. Say thank you for giving us a voice. We appreciate what you're doing for the community and allowing such voices to be on the air.
Yes, 713- we'd like to thank Sahar from the Palestinians for Peace, who renewed her membership.
And shukran, Sahar. Shukran very much. Thank you so much.
Right, and Sujay from Houston. It's his first time donating. Thank you.
Welcome
so much
to KPFT, and thanks for joining the family. 713-526-5738. 2 more minutes left. We know we can take more calls. 713-526-5738. We want to thank everyone who has been calling over the past 60 minutes or so, and those who called over the years. Your pledges, your support, your membership makes a difference. And that keeps us going here at this station. We know a lot of people listen out there. We know a lot of people appreciate what we do. And not everybody, some of them, as a matter of fact, 1 in 16 only steps up and says, I want to pledge. I want to keep Arab Voices on the air. I want to support KPFT and keep it going. And because of that, we will continue to do what we are doing here. So we want to thank you
all.
We
have to go, I'm afraid,
so much.
2 minutes early, because we have a couple of things we need to play before the next show.
So we want to thank everyone who called in this evening. Shukran jazilan. And many thanks to Brian, Duane, and Ernesto for volunteering and taking care of the phones. Many thanks to my co-host, Mark. And that's the time we have this evening. Shukran. This is Saeed, producer and host of Arab Voices. Until we meet next Wednesday, peace on earth.
Peace.
This is Dean Becker, producer of the 420 Drug War News, Cultural Baggage, and Century of Lies. You want to hear the real truth? Do you want to know what's really going on? You know you'll never get the whole truth from Fox or MSNBC. Cheerleaders for war, for profits, for charlatans, for ratings alone. you value the worth, the spine, the truth of Pacifica Radio, please show your appreciation. Show your support for KPFT, the station that was twice bombed off the air and rose out of the ashes to become a beacon of light and a purveyor of truth.
You're listening to KPFT 90.1, Houston.